Wonderful woodlands. A woodland in autumn is a truly wondrous place to be. So many layers of life, tightly packed in to make use of every available ray of light, glimmering in colours from sunny golds to rusty browns and flame reds, straw-coloured sedges on the ground and remnants of red berries scattered about. The fiery procession from all the rich greens of summer to the desaturated hues of the winter palette. The chorus of woodland birds has lulled, just providing the occasional staccato to the rustling sounds of winds fluttering and leaves falling. All the animals are quietening down, slowing their pace and preparing for winter. In a native deciduous woodland, trees set the structure for the vibrant community life, and it is their reading of the balance of day to night, the duration of daylight hours, that triggers the biochemical response in the leaves, around which every other woodland being orients its own cycle. This whole orchestra is conducted by the light of the sun. Now, just a fortnight after the autumn equinox, when daylight hours are equal with nighttime, the woodlands are truly beginning to turn. For half the year, trees are drawing energy from the sun, using photons of light from the sun to split water molecules, and recombining these with carbon molecules from atmospheric carbon dioxide, creating complex carbohydrates and fats from just the raw elements of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, essentially creating the nourishment for the whole woodland ecosystem with just a few basic molecules and the energy of the sun. This is the primary process that sustains the caterpillars and all the other little bugs and beasts who provide the fodder for the small mammals, the birds and the bats, who in turn feed the bigger animals like the owls and the foxes. But now in October, bugs and birds have finished up the work in fledging a next generation. Plants have set seed and the leaves on the trees are beginning to change colour. Their leaves will not be photosynthesizing anymore. Instead, the leaves are moving on to their next job. The woodland is moving into a phase of breaking down the leftover leaves and recycling the nutrients. To begin this process, the trees retract the most valuable nutrients, especially the green, protein-rich chlorophyll from their leaves, leaving only the yellow, red, and purple pigments on show, and giving us the wonderful display of autumn colours that characterise these woodlands at this time of year. Once the leaves fall to the ground, they need to be broken back down to their basic ingredients before they can be recycled back into the woodland soil. But leaves don't just break down on their own. A complex and efficient orchestra of woodland organisms get to work, the decomposers. They are the bacteria, fungi, protozoa, mites, millipedes, springtails, earthworms and nematodes, to name but a few, each with a place to be, a niche to fill, a job to do. These tiny creatures break down all the spent leaves into smaller components of nutrients, processing and modifying the materials, making them available for the plants to use them once again, enabling another season of rich growth and reproduction. About 3 tons of spent leaves fall on each hectare of deciduous woodland each autumn. Without the masses of tiny beings, the leaves on a woodland floor would pile up until huge drifts would smother out everything else. But thanks to the millions of tiny woodland creatures, the decomposers, most of this will be recycled by spring. Thanks to these tiny unsung heroes, all these fallen leaves are processed and repurposed into the lovely nourishing humus for rich, fertile soils. Every native deciduous woodland has an array of producers, the photosynthesizing green plants, of consumers, the caterpillars and birds, the bugs and the squirrels, and of decomposers. But the balance is such that there is a far greater bulk of decomposers in a woodland than the producers and the consumers. It is the unglamorous woodlice, the millipedes, beetles and worms, who do a lot of this legwork. Millipedes feed on dead leaves, breaking them down as they go. Earthworms work magic on the soil that they make, breaking up the leaves and mixing it with mineral components. Woodlice do a huge bulk of the work in breaking down the leaves too. Everything that falls to the ground in a woodland is recycled into valuable nutrients for the woodland soil. It is the self-sustaining cycle of a deciduous woodland, the climax vegetation of this part of the world, that asks so little of us and provides us all with so much. For nature knows no such thing as waste.
To the heartwood cutter, would you lay me low beneath your feet? Listen to my sad mutter, hear my heartwood beat. Would you throw me on the log pile cutter? Would you toss me to the steel saw? Flutter, hear my heartwood break.